It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hey, folks, welcome to another edition of Quick Calls here. I am Mike the Ref and joined by the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
How's it going, guys?
Wow. Tonight, things definitely went to fruition here with the PWA Fruition Show.
Oh, my God, big time.
So many positives coming out of this show leading into the anniversary show next month.
Unbelievable.
You want to talk about the overall card before we get into the matches themselves?
Yeah, overall, great card. We had seven fantastic matches, every one meaning something leading up to the big show next month. So it was great, and plus we got the announcement of our second surprise guest for next month.
So we'll bring that up at the end of the show here. Yes. But let's get to the matches right now. Right off the bat, we had Colton Kelly taking on one of the newcomers to PWA, Andrew Hawks.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people don't realize that way back when, in the old-fashioned days, Colton Kelly's jacket was still in style, Andrew Hawks actually trained Colton Kelly to a certain respect.
Yes.
Now, this was an interesting match. Both guys, neither one really could get ahead throughout the entire match. But thanks to the distraction of the Fury, Kenneth Anthony, folks, forgive me, that name's going to escape me a couple times here. But
no doubt.
And also Raymond Vanstone.
Yeah.
A little distraction caused a low blow, caused a victory for Colton Kelly here. Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, overall, great match, except for the outside interference with Kenneth and Raven Van Horn. They kept interfering, and, well, in the end, the two of them on the outside, with the ref distracted, Colton got the low blow, allowed him to pick up the win tonight. Great victory for him. He moves, don't know what this means, but he picked up the win tonight, so it's all that matters.
And it looks like Hawks has found a few enemies here in PWA.
Yeah.
Glad to see he's back to winning friends and influencing people here.
Exactly.
After his days in the other company. Let's move on to the second match here, where we had Brandon Van Danielson taking on Aiden Adams. Now, if you check out our This Month in Alberta Wrestling with T. James Logan, I did talk about how Aiden Adams is getting better every week, but this is definitely a hill for him to climb, taking on the former PWA heavyweight champion and the number one contender for the title.
Yes.
Now, in the end, BVD was just too much, thanks to a little distraction there by both Connie and Michael there.
Yeah.
The dirty, rotten scoundrels. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, not a bad match overall. Aiden put up a hell of a great fight, but again, the number game came in play, and, well, BVD, he nailed Aiden with the lariat, got the 1-2-3, and he moves on for his big match in March against Brett Morgan for the title.
Absolutely, and you know what? Like I said, you can't sell Aiden Adams short, and he did a hell of a job tonight. Considering the competition he's going up against, I think big things are in the future here for Aiden Adams.
Yes.
Now, going on from there, we can talk about one of the special guests coming next month to the PWA 16th anniversary show, and that is current Shine Tag Team Champion, as well as I believe she's also the Women of Wrestling Superheroes champion right now.
I believe so.
Santana Garrett.
Yes.
And this match was to determine her opponent for next month's show. Giselle Shaw taking on Kat Von Hees. Throughout this match, it was pretty much what you expect, with Giselle keeping her quickness as the advantage here while Kat laying out the power throughout the entire match. It seemed like Kat was getting a little distracted by the crowd throughout the match here, a little bit more than usual.
Yeah,
she's usually been known as a very strong fan favorite in Edmonton. This match, not so much.
No,
it seems the fans are starting to see a different side of her right now,
big
and
time.
It's essentially rubbing off on her in a way here. In the end, Giselle gets her chick kick in, knocks her out, and gets the 1-2-3, and she's going on to face Santana Garrett next month. Before we get to talking about the preview, let's talk about the match, Brian. What did you think?
Oh, I thought it was a great match. You had the power in Kat, and you had the quickness of Giselle, and in the end, Giselle was just too much. She nailed Kat with the kick, got the win, and well, now she's got a big challenge coming ahead of her for March with Santana Garrett. Oh my God, I'm looking forward to that one. That's going to be a great match to see.
Yeah, that match is definitely going to be one to it's going to be worth the price of admission, yes, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
I've made it well known throughout this podcast that I have very few wrestling regrets. Missing her 2 years ago when she was in town was one of them for me.
Yes, I agree.
But you know what? I'm not going to sell Giselle Shaw short.
Ooh.
Because she has definitely earned this spot without a doubt.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? She goes to Japan and she's as tough as nails over there, and she's got all that Japanese stuff and all this other stuff.
And the other part to remember is she's only been in the business, I think, 3 years.
3 years, my God.
Like, I remember her first match was the reason why I became a ring announcer and started all my other stuff. But that's another story for another day.
Yes.
Let's move on to the next match here. We had Sheik Akbar Shabazz with his brand new manager. I want to do an Irish jig right now, but my body don't like moving that way. John Lynx taking on the Omen. Now,
oh my God.
We know that Sheik is a dirty heel to begin with, right? He's like one of the most despicable people that you will ever meet in wrestling today, period, in the ring. Like, he'll do anything to win. Now he's got that little leprechaun outside who's constantly looking for his pot of gold,
yes,
trying to help out. And in the end, the distraction by Lynx gets Sheik the victory here. Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, that was a great match overall. These guys just, they do not like each other. They've been having this battle for the last few months here, and they just do not like each other. And well, in the end, though, Sheik with his new manager, it paid off in big time when he nailed the burning hammer.
No, he didn't. That's the one thing I wanted to talk about in this match.
He didn't use it.
He introduced this match in Springbrook last month.
That's right.
And now, folks,
for
lack of a better term, I'm going to see if I can find a name for it.
Yeah.
But it's the Razor's Edge, the Outsider's Edge, the Splash Mountain Bomb, whatever you want to call it.
I'll call it the Arabian Power Bomb or something like that.
We'll figure it out. I'll see if I can get in with Lynx and get some permission to find out what the name for that move is. But my God, does it look devastating.
Dude, wow. And it looked like Gabriel was knocked out.
Well, let's face it, folks. That burning hammer, based on what you see in Japan and whatnot, I don't want to see that move put on anybody anymore.
Mm.
So I'm glad that it happened the way that it did.
Yes.
And now that he's pulled that in his arsenal, wow, that's the best way to put it. Now, moving on to our next match here, it was for the PWA Commonwealth Championship. You had the Fury Kenneth Anthony taking on Fabian Ribeiro, the champion. Now, I didn't get a chance to see it, but I heard some stories about it. Prior to the match, in the match in Calgary the week before, there ended up being an Eddie Guerrero-type victory for the Fury, thanks to the chair and little distraction spot and whatnot. That he did get a disqualification victory over Fabian, which that rarely ever happens.
Yeah.
And based on that, I was a little worried about how this one was going to go. But in the end, despite the distraction of Colton Kelly and Raymond Vanstone, Fabian gets the victory thanks to a double elbow on both guys.
Yes.
Vanstone tried to cause a distraction.
Yeah.
Basically, Fabian said nope.
No.
Hit his dancing elbow, for lack of a better term, on both men and got the 1-2-3.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on the match?
Oh, that was a great match overall. Kenneth Anthony, the Fury, wow, very impressive. But in the end, though, he ran into the veteran in Fabian. And, well, Fabian picked up the win. The best part was when he got the double elbow on both Colton and Kenneth, and he picked up the win, retains his title. So who knows what's in store for him on an anniversary show. But He should have a great challenge coming up.
I don't know what's next, but I know that Fabian's on a roll. Honestly, you can't sell Kenneth Anthony short in this match. He did a great job. He just went against somebody who was just at another level tonight.
Yes.
And I think that disqualification victory that he got last month actually angered Fabian to the point where he got sent to a next level here. So.
Yes.
But from there, went to the PWA Canadian Tag Team Championship match.
Yeah.
You had Team Hall of Fame, who, bar none, are the most hated people in PWA right now in terms of a tag team, taking on the champions Sean Moore and Alexander Prime. Now, I thought for sure the belts are going to change here tonight. The Hall of Fame has been focused. They've been determined. They have set their goals so straightforward in this match. But in the end, a distraction by the Millennial Rebels of all people.
What the
hell? Like, I'm sorry, bad guy team against bad guy team.
Like,
I'm a little confused on why they're doing this, but
yeah.
In the end, there was a double roll-up pin for Moore and Prime, securing the belts back to the team of Sean Moore and Alexander Prime. Like, don't get me wrong, this match with both teams, it was excellent, but the finish, I'm like, holy,
oh my God.
Wow, I thought for sure this could be a title change, and then all of a sudden the Rebels just stopped it right in its tracks. So,
yeah.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, overall, great match. Both teams working hard to. Team Hall of Fame was working really hard to regain their belts, but in the end, no. Moore and Prime kept them. But, like you said, Millennial Rebels came out and distracting now Team Hall of Fame, and which allowed the Moore and Prime to roll up, get the pins, keep their belts. But I don't know. I think we got a major feud with Millennial Rebels and Team Hall of Fame coming now because. They interfered with in this match, causing Team Hall of Fame not to retain in the rematch.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, without a doubt, this is not over with the with Team Hall of Fame and Moore and Prime, because I'm sure Hall of Fame is going to be on a warpath of destruction right now.
Big time.
But moving on to our main event. There were so many X factors in this match here. You had Michael Richard Blaze taking on Brett Morgan for the PWA Canadian Heavyweight Championship. Now, I had so many questions in this match. You have MRB, who is coming off that disastrous loss to Cody and Brandi Rhodes in Calgary the week before.
Yes.
You got Brandon Van Danielson, who essentially, in a way, gets to pick his opponent for the anniversary show if he wanted to. It ended up that he didn't in this instance. And then you got Brett Morgan, who has been overcoming challenge after challenge, but he's getting worn down. Like last Sunday, he took on Brett Morgan and ended up Brett Morgan took on BVD and ended up getting the victory out of it. But that's got to take a toll on you.
Oh, my God, yeah.
This match, all right.
Wow.
Let me take a step back here, folks. If you check out our quick call show from last month, you could tell that the fans were a little bit confused on who to cheer and who to boo for.
Yeah.
I managed to track down Andre C and get a word about this. Tonight was how you turn a champion a face. I hate using that term, but let's face it, that's straight exactly what happened to me. Morgan is loved by this crowd now compared to what it was before, outside of Andre.
Yeah.
But that's never going to change here at this point. So, in the end, despite the distraction of BVD, despite the distraction of Connie Lynn Blaze, despite the interference of the incoming commissioner, Andy Anderson, Morgan manages to get the victory here, but it did come at a price.
Big time.
But before we get to that, what did you think of the match?
Oh, I thought the match was great. It was back and forth, a lot of high-risk moves here and there and kicks and stuff, but in the end, though, Brett Morgan did pick up the win, but like we said, he did pay a hell of a good price at the end.
Thomas out there, anyways.
Wow, yeah, this match here, I will dare say that a lot of people didn't expect this match to be as good as it was based on the lukewarm reception to the face turn of Morgan last month, but
yeah.
It turned into a ring-a-ding-dong dandy, I think, for lack of a better term here. So.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, so. Now, look, I'm so impressed with this card, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen March 25th, 1 month from today, at the anniversary show.
Yes.
And the other, I guess we can get to it right now. Oh, before we get there, we got to talk about what happened after the match.
Yeah. My God.
Let's just say there was a four-on-one beatdown.
That was insane.
You had Andy Anderson. You had BVD. You had MRB. You had Connie in the ring, too, just beaten down. Beaten down Brett,
like, yes.
And to the point where they actually put Morgan's shoulder, his left shoulder, inside a chair, and covered it up, and had a flying stomp concerto on Morgan's shoulder. And folks, I know that they like to play up storylines and whatnot, and I'm taking a step out of it. It looked like Morgan's shoulder did not look like we were supposed to be. I don't know what kind of condition he's going to be in for the show next month. Hell, I don't even know what he's going to be like in Calgary for the 18th. But, Brian, you want to say anything about that?
Oh, my God. That was just to say, those shots, my God, were to see them the way they landed and just the loudness of them. Oh, my God. I'm just hoping, wondering if that arm is going to be good for next month or if it's broken or what, because oh my God, he took two vicious shots with steel chairs right on it and just insane.
Yeah, and BVD, Brett Morgan next month, and let's face it, Morgan's number one move is that power bomb, and yes. With that shoulder out, I don't know if he's going to be able to pull it off.
Oh my God.
And with the stakes stacked up against him like this, I don't know if he's going to be able to retain.
My God.
But you know what? Let's get away from the negative. Let's get to the positive.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout-out right now to Andre C. because he is overjoyed at this announcement that came up because he didn't get a chance to see this last year.
Yes.
The other special guest, in addition to Santana Garrett, was announced as the former ROH champion Jay Lethal.
Yes.
That is going to – I want to see who he goes up against.
Me too.
I know it's not going to be Lance Storm. I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen here at this point. But as much as Lethal's improved over the last year, I've seen him expand his promotions as well.
Yeah.
So he's not exclusively Ring of Honor anymore. He's out doing What Culture and
a whole
bunch of other matches. And I can't wait to see who he comes up against. Your thoughts, Brian?
Oh, my God. It's going to be fantastic to see him again. Last time he was here, he had one of the best matches ever against Jay Lethal, and now who knows who he's going to fight. But
okay, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Who do you think he should go against?
That's a tough question, but to me, honestly, I think him and MRB would be up off the charts.
Oh, you know, I like that choice.
But
the one guy I want to say Lethal take on, in all honesty, the one guy that deserves one of these main event matches, I guess, Sheik Akbar Shabazz.
Yes.
Seriously, you know, as much as I hate that little leprechaun that he has around, he is one of the best wrestlers in the company.
Yes.
And I think he deserves one of these matches finally.
He's been one of these guys that works his you-know-what off every night, all the time. And, I mean, for a bad guy, we love to hate him, but we respect his skills and whatnot, and I mean, he gets better and better every time we see him. I do agree he does deserve to go against Jay Lethal.
They really can't make a bad choice out of this roster. So,
no.
All right, time for our highlights of the night, and I guess I'm going to let you go first here, Brian, because your highlight is related to what we were just talking about here.
My highlight is Sheik and Gabriel matched out. Incredible match to see, and then Sheik, he got the win. He's looking dominating all the time, so I mean, he's working up there, which, like we said, he should get a match with Jay Lethal. He's been working his ass off for years now. He deserves it.
Wow, we're getting the swear words
Sorry.
In here tonight.
I apologize.
That's okay. Sheik's allowed because he is the royal jackass. So
yes.
He's got a shirt. We're allowed to say it. Jackass. my highlight of the night, I'm going to go with the tag team match.
Yes.
The ending shocked me a little bit, but the in-ring work, Duke Durango, Chris Steele.
Yes.
They're taking it to the next level. Like,
Big time.
I honestly had a couple fans because, all right, I'm in the front row, and I'm just heckling the crap out of those guys, which is a bit of a hobby for me. But the fact that we can heckle him that much, and he doesn't even miss a beat on what he's doing in the match, that impresses me to no end. I don't know if shock's the right way to put it, but I'm just... I can't believe that these guys are so insane. I know they've been doing this for years, but everything we try to do is just fake them out of everything, and it doesn't work out. We can't do it. Glad to see they're branching out a little bit. I'll be talking about that on my Blown Call show coming up this week, but my surprise of the night, like, I'm going with the main event.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the finish. The ending, of course, is shocking. But the fact that the crowd finally took to Morgan. I said it last month that they had so much going on that the fans just rejected the turn. And tonight you saw Brett Morgan, the good guy that everybody supports.
Yes.
So I think that's the best way to sum that up there. Brian, any last thoughts before we go?
Oh, overall, great show. 7 great matches. Whoever wasn't here missed it. Just keep coming out. Support the local wrestling. We enjoy it. We got some really good shows coming up in the next few weeks and whatnot here. So keep supporting and come out and enjoy.
And just want to let everybody know that our next Quick Call show is going to be coming from the Ranch Roadhouse in Edmonton with Monster Pro Wrestling is hosting their show.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting one. I think that's the best way to put it. But also coming up this week, along with the usual Sounds of Struggle coming out on Thursday, we also have my Blown Call show, and we're going to be talking about a certain type of fan that is around and the origination of the name and a lot of the why promotions actually really, while they care about this certain set of fan, they don't really care about this certain set of fan in many ways. So I'll explain it more on the show, but other than that, I want to thank the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, for joining me.
Always a pleasure, and I cannot wait till next week.
And this is Mike the Ref here, thanking everybody for joining us here for PWA Fruition. And just remember, folks, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.